This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 102 for Thursday, October 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Thursday, recovering from earlier declines as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up $5 to $7, November up $5.60 at $870.40 per ton. Inflation data out of the U.S. initially weighed on the grains and oilseeds, but that selling pressure subsided, and a move higher in crude oil helped pull the vegetable oil markets up as well, including canola. Ideas canola remains cheap, given its wide crush margins, also underpinned the futures. Harvest operations are in their final stages across the prairies, and increasing supplies in the commercial pipeline likely kept a lid on the upside. In the U.S., wheat and corn futures were higher, while soybeans ended narrowly mixed. Wheat up 12 cents in the December spring wheat contract at $9.78 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in December at $9.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 10 cents in the December contract at $8.92 per bushel. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains at the forefront of the wheat market, with the escalation of Russian attacks over the past week raising concerns over grain movement from the region. Reports Russia will back out of its current deal allowing grain shipments through the Black Sea sparked that upswing in wheat. Early strength in the U.S. dollar index after inflation data beat expectations did pressure the futures, but the currency backed away from its earlier gains and was at its lowest level of the past week by the grain market close. Dryness in the southern plains did provide underlying support as seeding of the winter wheat crop progresses, but fields are too dry for germination in some areas. Soybean futures were pulled higher by the gains in wheat and a turn higher in crude oil, but settled near unchanged November, down a quarter cent at the final bell at $13.95¾. Solid export demand was supportive as the USDA announced private export sales of 264,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 242,000 tons to unknown destinations. Seasonal harvest pressure on the other side did put some pressure on values. Corn, it moved up in sympathy with wheat. December corn up 4¾ cents at $6.97¾. U.S. ethanol production was up by about 5% in the latest report, hitting 932,000 barrels per day. Supplies of the renewable fuel edged up by 1%. Corn seeding is moving along in South America, with about 13% of Argentina's next crop in the ground and about 39% in Brazil. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.